Well, good evening, everybody. This is Steve Barish, and this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'd like to start off by saying we had some phone calls last week that took about 15 minutes apiece. Was doing a lot of healing with people. And if you need a healing, please call me earlier, because what happened was at 10 minutes to 7, it was so jammed with phone calls, I couldn't get everybody on. So please, if you need a healing, if you want a healing, please don't hesitate and call me earlier this evening. I'm more than happy to help. So we need some time to work. Let me give out some phone numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-9146. Fred and I were on last night with a gentleman, and we did a lot of talking about some new techniques and new technologies that are coming in. But the big thing I wanted to talk to tonight, because a lot of people don't know about Master Crystals, and I tried to discuss with everybody last week about the Master Crystal. There's very, very few left. There's only a handful. And the Master Crystal, it's quite a technique to use. They go anywhere from 5 pounds to 600 pounds. I've got one that weighs about 70 pounds, and I have it under my massage table. And it's quite interesting. It will put out and protrude light from itself. It's self-contained. It is self-healing. It knows. It feels. It's compassionate. The energy that's given from the Master Crystal itself actually puts out shards of light, and that light is very, very strong. So the Master Crystal can actually feel the person on the table and send the love and light that it needs to make the person better. And I've had a lot of luck with that on my table. Hello, this is Steve Barish. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Lynn Phillips, and you asked me to call in last Monday.
Yes, hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Good.
What do we need to do, dear?
Well, I called you about my receptor, and you worked with me, and just asked me to call back to check in how I'm doing.
Yes. How are you doing?
Actually, I'm doing much better. After you worked with me, I didn't have any of the intensity problems of the receptor that I was having.
Yes. What you need to do with the receptor is every day is to wash it off.
Uh-huh. I have been doing that.
Good. The reason for that is that there's a lot of radiation that we have on the planet now. And most people won't be able to feel that, but the necklace does.
Mm-hmm.
And what that'll do is keep it away from your body, and that's really important to do. It's not the same thing, but carbon monoxide. If you're in California, I know that the traffic is horrendous. In Rochester, we don't have that problem here. But the CO2, the carbon monoxide, what happens is that can get into your brain. So half the day of driving to get to work for about an hour, about half the day itself is done by the carbon monoxide poisoning that we have in our systems that's not working very well in our systems. And it causes a lot of confusion and a lot of upsetness, and it really wreaks havoc. So the necklace that you bought, if you're in that kind of fix, that'll stop it, so you don't have that kind of poisoning, and you'll be able to think very clear.
Right. I think it has helped washing it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm standing behind you, and I'm looking at your back, and your back is black, which means that stuff is coming out. I suspect it's the X-rays that you've had in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picking up. So that stuff's coming out pretty big. And that's starting to clear even more. Can you feel the energy through going through your body right now?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. It's going through. It's clearing your back out really, really quickly. So let's work together for a minute. You should be able to feel the energy in your heart. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Okay. I'm noticing that things are becoming closer for you in your eyes. In other words, things are not going further away. They're coming closer to you. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. You're just becoming more grounded and centered within yourself. So what I'm doing is taking the process and just getting you there years in advance rather than to wait all this time. So what we're doing is getting you closer to who you are. So it doesn't take that long. We're just speeding up the process a little bit, clearing you at the same time. What you should be feeling is a lot of energy coming through your head and going out the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes.
It's going to be all new for you. So this is stuff that's leaving and coming in. What we're doing is that we're taking out the dark and putting in white light at the same time. So you're open enough to allow me to do that, and that's speeding up the process for you. It will not hurt you. You will not go through a detox period. This we can just do it right now and not worry about detox because it happens instantaneously.
Okay.
So you're doing pretty good. Does your mind feel a lot clearer?
Yes, it does.
Good, honey. You should be able to feel everything coming down. Can you feel yourself being grounded a lot more?
Yes, through my feet, yes.
Good, honey, good. Now, can you see energy at all?
I'm more empathic, and I feel
okay,
it.
Okay, very good. What I want you to do, if you could please, is take your hand, either your right hand or left hand, whichever one's not holding the phone, and put your hand in front of you, and feel the energy coming up from the center of the earth. You should be able to feel that.
Coming up from where?
From the center of the earth. It's a very high vibrancy, and you should be able to feel that energy in front of you. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can feel that.
Good, honey. What you're doing is making a very, very strong connection with the center of the earth, and that's quite interesting because it's really, really strong. That's good, honey. That's real, real good. How does it feel to you?
It feels really good. I can feel how strong it is.
Yes.
And I can sort of feel it going up and down, like out of my hand and back up into my hand.
Right, right, right. What we're doing, this is pulsating with the earth, and the earth breathes. And when you get really, really sensitive, you can actually look across the earth and feel it breathing. And we are not disconnected from the earth. We're connected to the earth. So what you can do is actually sit silently and actually hear and feel the earth breathing. Mm-hmm. I've done that many times where you can sit in a room and you can actually feel the breath of the earth going through your body. It's really primal, and we need to be able to feel what we're feeling. And that comes from the universe, and it also comes from Mother Earth. So you're going to be able to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that there's light coming down from heaven. If you put your hand right in front of you, I'd say within a half a foot, just put your hand there, and you're going to feel a tremendous amount of energy that will open up your head right away, even more.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Good. Just keep your hand there for about 30 seconds. That's all you need. You should be able to see or at least feel many, many different dimensions in there. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, good. Just go with that. Because what we're doing is bringing light from the planet, light from heaven. We're putting it in the planet and on the planet and bringing the earth energy from the center of the earth, and we're mixing the two together. And what we're doing is creating more energy on the planet, more energy in you. And what you'll be able to do without even knowing it is walk past people and change your lives forever.
Huh.
And what that does is that will open them up and clear them very, very quickly.
Is that why I've come to the planet that you can see?
That's why we've all come to the planet, to learn,
mm-hmm.
including me, including everybody that I know. But for some odd reason, we're able to bring this energy down and to be able to heal people with it. And I think what you're doing, you have your own gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is actually clearing you to allow you to feel the gifts. So whatever they are, they will come to you, and you'll be able to do things that you've never done before.
Okay.
As long as we can keep you clear and clean in mind, that'll come to you very quickly now.
And meditation will help that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would meditate on silence.
Okay.
I believe one of the Psalms that... I haven't read it in a little while, but it's Be Still and Know That I Am God. And what I would suggest doing is just being still, and you'll feel all that divine energy going through you, because what you're doing now is that you're opening up to universal law and universal love. And universal law, some of it is absolute compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be in love. Be in love with everything around you. Be in love with yourself. You should be able to feel that energy all through you, and also that you should be more free. Can you feel that around you now and inside of you?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
It feels really strong around my heart area.
Yes, yes. What I would suggest doing, what you can do is actually get in touch with your inner smile.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take your finger and put it 2 inches below your belly button, that's it right there. Can you feel that energy?
Yes.
What you're doing now, what you need to do is smile, and you'll feel a brightness 2 inches below your belly button,
mm-hmm.
and you're opening up to your own inner smile.
Oh.
And that's how it's done. It's very, very simple.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of that technique before, but it's very powerful.
Yes, yes. The way I've been taught is that everything is very direct that I do, and I try to teach people that without going through 30 years of meditation. So
mm-hmm.
what we're doing is that we're opening you up instantaneously now. I don't know why God's given me all this to do, but that's what we're doing. And I'm just what I've been doing over the years is keeping things very simple.
Mm-hmm.
The more simple, the more profound. So you should feel a lot better.
I do feel a lot better.
Good, good, good. Very good. What I would do is keep the nuclear receptor clean every day. If it gets a little dark, you know, if it gets dirty, take it to a jeweler.
Uh-huh.
And have them run it in their electronic machine, and that'll actually clear it. And do that once a month or something of that nature. It doesn't cost anything to do that.
Okay.
You know, jewelers will don't mind doing that at all, because that brings in business, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel really, really good.
Yes, I do.
Now, if you want, if you can hold your hand up, like I'm going to shake your hand, can you do that?
Yes.
Good. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take my hand. Where are you living out there?
In Washington State.
Okay, so you're about 3,100 miles from here. Is that correct?
Yes, from New York, yeah.
Right. What I'm going to do, I'm taking my hand, and I'm pressing very forward on your fingertips. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. That's your aura.
Oh, okay.
People think that the aura is only a foot away from them, and it's not. The aura is eternal.
Okay.
And we're all connected, and that is your aura, and it goes right to heaven. The clearer, the better. The clearer, the more defined. The clearer, the simpler. So you're doing really great.
Well, thanks.
I'm very proud of your work.
Well, you've been very helpful. It was really helpful when you worked with me on Monday, too, and I just feel like it progressed more.
Well, wonderful. You're doing great. A lot cleared out of your back.
Uh-huh.
So what we did was speed up the process, probably about 2 or 3 years worth of process.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What we're doing in now is, for some odd reason, I'm doing a lot of processing myself, and I'm able to process people very, very quickly, maybe sometimes 10 or 20 years in advance. So that's what I'm doing now for some odd reason. I don't know why, but that's what we've been doing for the last 6 months and so. But the energy itself of the Master Crystal, if you notice, if anybody that has a Master Crystal, the energy itself comes right from the crystal, even if you walk into the room, and will start sending you energy right away. You make a connection with the crystal that's yours, and it knows the difference. It knows the difference between the people that come into the room just for an hour or 2 hours, or friends that come into the house, or it knows you. And it's really amazing because the crystal becomes you and you become the crystal. And it works very, very well. And I'm not saying everybody has to run out and buy a Master Crystal because there isn't that many left. But if you do and you're into energy and you're into crystals, I would definitely think about that because they're very rare. You won't find this in regular crystals. Regular crystals do not have this type of energy. It would take a Master Crystal. And what happens is that when you're laying on a table or coming into the room and you're not feeling well, it will shoot off beams of red light or yellow light or green light or any kind of light that you need, and the white light especially, and then it'll clear out the area that you need. You need to be open enough to allow that to happen. And even if you're not open enough, some of that will happen. It does work. It does it instantaneously. It's done slowly. If you've ever read anything about energy, energy itself is quite profound. I find out the simpler the techniques, the more powerful it becomes within you. So you need to allow yourself to let go and just enjoy the energy that's around you, because a lot of people, they try very hard. They want to figure things out. They want to do things and, you know, just read everything of it and try to figure everything out. The most important thing that God has told me is that he wants to keep this extremely simple. He doesn't want us to try to complicate our lives by trying to figure everything out. And what I've learned over the years is to let go the energy. You have to let go and let God. You probably have heard that saying before. The more you let go, the more darkness will leave, the more light that will come in. It gets replaced and replenished very quickly. And it will stay there. It will not go back. It will stay. And the clearer you become, the more you let go, the clearer you will become. And what I mean by letting go is that you need to allow yourself the freedom to express who you are. You need to be able to say things that you want to say about anything, as long as it's life-affirming. You don't want to hurt anybody. You want to love everybody, and especially yourself. So what I would highly suggest is the more that you let go, the more love that you're going to receive, the more compassion you'll receive. It's just amazing how this works. So please, if you have the ability to do that, and even if you don't have the ability to do that, do it. Imagination is more important than anything. So if you're imagining things in your mind, it's real. And try to do the best you can with it. Just allow it to happen. Imagination is extremely important in terms of spiritual growth. And you need to go with it. And clear your minds by allowing the meditation and just get into the center of your head and just make like an X on top of your head and stay there during a meditation. And what you want to do is that you don't want to look left or right. You want to look straight ahead and let the energy flow through and just stay as centered as you possibly can. And what will happen in the end, you're going to have all this energy flowing through you and taking out the dark energy at the same time. So it's really important to focus in on things that matter very, very much, such as your children, your wife, whatever the case may be, husband, and just love them. Love them for who they are. Love yourself for who you are, and don't make things so difficult. Allow yourself to think. The more that you think, the more trouble we sort of get into. If you allow things to let go, the more energy you will receive from heaven, the more energy you will see from Mother Earth. If you allow that to happen, people that are sick, that will go away. Your pH balance will balance. Everything will balance in your body and your mind. If you allow things to let go, it's so important. Compassion, I remember hearing on the Art Bell show, I think about 12 or 14 years ago, I was listening, and this young man from Texas, I think it was just immersed in cancer, and they gave him no time to live. He was 10 years old, mind you. And just through compassion, and the way that's done is by letting go and loving yourself, he actually healed himself at 10 years old. And he had very, very bad cancer, and he actually healed himself in a millisecond. So you can do it. You can actually heal yourself. All you need to do is to let go. You need to allow the energy to come flowing through you, to clear you, to love you, to give you the compassion and the love that you need to heal. The best thing to do is, just as I said, is just let go. Allow the energy to flow through you. Allow it to flow all through you, and don't try to guide it. Just allow it to go in. Let it process itself. We don't know why God gives us the strength to be able to do this, but what you need to do is just let go and let God. Just allow that to happen, and you'll find out that you'll become clearer. You'll become more visual. You'll become healthier. Your pH balances will go haywire. I mean, it'll actually straighten out. It's just amazing how the body works. It's just absolutely amazing. So the more you let go, as I'm saying this, the quicker that you're going to be healing. And you want to keep that way. I remember in a meditation group I did about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there were some very quick healings there with women with different kinds of sicknesses, and it was at a friend's house, and they were healed instantaneously. And you need to allow yourself to do that. You need to allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression and to feel who you are, because who you are, you're really in touch with yourself. Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Nancy from Washington State. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, dear.
Got a question to ask you, or
yes.
A favor. Can you help me increase my energy?
Sure.
I just feel so totally exhausted.
Not a problem. You should be able to feel the energy going into your heart already. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Just allow that to flow through you. Get out of your mind. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel your chakras opening up now.
Yes, I do.
Good, dear. Can you visually see things?
Off and on, not all the time.
Okay, then you'll be able to see this, because what's happening is you have two holes in your feet that are opening up now. They are chakras. Can you see the light at the bottom of your feet?
No, but I can feel it.
You can feel it, good. What you're doing is opening up to the center of the earth. That's it. Allow that energy to flow through. You can feel yourself being cleansed right now?
Yes, I do.
Good. Let's just stay there. Let's just stay right there and just let go, honey. Let go of everything. You've been trying very hard. Just don't try hard anymore. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel yourself opening, centering, focusing, and being grounded all at the same time. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. By letting go, you're allowing things to happen universally. You're allowing God to come in and heal you. That's it. Oh, boy, does that feel good. I'm on top of your head, about 4 feet above your head. What we need to do is, this is going to feel very strange, but what we're going to do is just allow the energy to flow through your body, come through your head, and flow out. That's
okay.
It. Good. Perfect. You should be able to feel that right in the center of your head, some heavy-duty stuff coming out.
Yes, I do.
The top of your head, good. Just allow that to happen to you. You're just focusing, and everything is coming back to you. Just by letting go, there you go. Now you're starting to ground pretty much. That's wonderful. Okay, your kidneys are coming back into balance. Your lungs are back into balance. Your mind is back into balance. All your chakras are opened up. You should be able to feel a lot better right now. Can you feel all that?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel yourself closer than you've ever felt yourself before?
Yes.
Good. Good. Just focus, honey. Just allow yourself to let go, and that will automatically focus for you. Do you feel yourself going away now? Can
yes.
you feel the energy pulling away from you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's happening is it's going to come back to you. What you're doing, you're feeling the vibration of coming back and forth.
Okay.
Good. Now, it should be coming back now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. That's wild, isn't it?
Yes.
By allowing yourself to let go, what you're doing is that you're flowing with God energy. You're flowing with nature energy. That's it. Now your head's clearing. You should feel... Okay, it'll happen in a couple of seconds. Here we go. You should feel more energy than you've ever had before. How does that feel to you?
I feel like I have some more, but not a whole lot more.
Okay. What I want you to do is just keep on letting go. So I can feel the energy building up around you. I'm going to bring down a pillar of heavenly light right in front of you.
Okay.
Okay, it's right in front of you now. It's about a foot and a half away. What I would like you to do, do you have your phone with the left hand or the right hand?
I'm holding it with the left.
Okay. Take your right hand, open it up, and you'll be able to feel heavenly energy right in front of you about a foot and a half.
Just put your hand in there.
You can feel that, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Good. Just put your hand in there. That's it. Good. Now, if you notice, you're going to feel like nothing's left in your body. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Just go with that energy. I had somebody's hand disappear right in front of them 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So what I want you to do is just let go there. Just allow things to go. That's it. You should feel multidimensional levels in front of you, almost like a liquid, but not liquid.
Yeah, I do.
Good. Good. You should feel your energy clearing in your head a lot more.
Yes.
Can you feel the energy coming in through you?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. That feels really, really good. Just take in that energy. Do me a favor. Could you do me a favor?
Pardon?
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you put down the phone and walk right into the heavenly energy in front of you and give yourself about 30 seconds in there, and I'll hold. I'm not going to hang up on you. I just want you to bathe in that light.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a moment.
How does that feel?
Oh, my gosh, I feel so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel so totally loved.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about there. Do you feel like you're in a state of nirvana?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. That light will be there for 24 hours.
Oh.
So what you can do is bathe in it, meditate in it, whatever you want to do, honey. That'll help you for 24 hours. And then if you want, you can ask for that energy to come down. God loves us all. We are all his children. There's no separation. There's no nothing. He is in. I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. You want to hear a true story?
Yes.
I was in synagogue. For Rosh Hashanah on, I think it was a Friday or Saturday. I forget what day it was. And I was getting bored and I was getting tired. And instead of looking at the ark, which is heading east, I turned my head to the left and I just put my hands on a piece of wood. I was so tired. And this voice came right over my head. Don't you turn away from me.
Oh, no.
So I just turned right around. I said, yes, sir. So that happened to me last week, and that's the second time that I've heard that voice in such a manner. About 15 years ago, no, maybe about 20 years ago, I was meditating with sages and holy men, and what I did was, I was at the Bema. The Bema is like the pulpit. And I bowed in front of the ark, which contains the Torah, which contains the Bible, the five books of Moses. And this voice came down to me and said, you don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me.
Oh, my.
And this is the lessons that I learned from heaven. And I started to realize that God listens to everything I do and everything I say. And when they say don't say anything bad about anybody, I think it's good advice. So I went back to my master, God rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago. And I told him the story, and he says, I think it's very good advice. So, you know, you learn. You just learn by mistakes. And I've never turned my back again, not after last week, because that was the second time that happened. I don't want to make it a third.
Oh, my.
But he's been very good to me, or she's been very good to me in terms of energy and in terms of helping people. And that's what I'm all about. And God willing, I hope there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way.
I believe so.
I believe so, too.
Oh. Thank you so much. God bless you, Steve.
Oh, you're quite, thank you. I could use all the blessings I can get.
Oh.
But thank you. Have a wonderful evening. That'll be there for 24 hours. If you need it again and it comes a little less, just give me a call and I'll help you out with it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So anyhow, that's the work that I do, and and it comes directly from heaven. It's not something I'm pulling out of my hat, and it's not something that I'm making up. This is real. This stuff is actually real, and I really enjoy it. I really love helping people. I love making people better, and it's a lot of fun to do. So we left off with the Master Crystal, so we can go back and talk about the Master Crystal, or we can talk about something else. I think what we'll do is talk about something else. I think what we need to talk about is loving yourself and loving who you are and being gentle. The most important thing I've found with energy so far is being gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to be compassionate with yourself. Allow yourself to be loved by you and to forgive yourself. It's so important. All we need to do is say, I forgive you. I forgive you for anything that you've done. We don't even have to know the karma. All we have to do is say, I forgive myself. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
This is Judy. I'm calling you from Seattle.
Oh, wonderful,
I've
Judy.
Been listening to your show, and I haven't talked to you for a long time since I got my receptor and my projector.
Okay.
But I've listened to the last two people who called in, and I was following along with the exercises you were giving them.
Yes.
And I was feeling the same thing.
Wonderful.
So is that common?
Yes. What I'm doing, the people that are listening to the program, that energy, that heavenly light comes down right in front of them.
Okay.
For the last 3-4 months that I've been working with this energy, and I've said it, we had about 14 million people listen to us about, I think about 2-3 weeks ago, and everybody that was listening had that light right in front of them. So it's limitless. I mean, we're talking about heavenly energy.
We're talking about time and space, right?
Right. So, and what we need to do, yes, by faith, and what we need to do is just to believe that that energy is in front of us, which it is.
Right. And well, I thought while I had the chance, then I would have you, since it's been so long since I've talked to you,
sure,
to do a body scan on me and see what's happening.
Sure. Well, your energy's opening up again. It's opening up more. Your necklaces need to be cleaned.
Okay, yeah. Wow, maybe twice a day?
No, just once a day will be fine, with water. I would wash them both up. You don't really need to do the projector, but sometimes it's good to do.
Okay.
Take your necklace to a jeweler, have it cleaned, the nuclear receptor.
Okay.
Is it a little dirty?
Okay.
Is it a little dirty?
Oh, yeah, and it tends to tarnish quickly.
Yes.
And I wash it off every day, and I actually use a silver polish myself, but I've never taken it to a jeweler.
Yeah. What you need to do, take it to a jeweler, have them run it in the machine. It'll come out like brand spanking new.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
And once a month, just take it over there and get it cleaned, honey. Sometimes they charge, sometimes they don't.
Okay.
So I would do that. I wouldn't try to clean it with anything other than let the... it's a piece of jewelry. It's quite expensive, and I wouldn't mess around with anything on it, putting anything on. I would just clean it. That's what I do with mine.
Okay.
And that's what Fred does with his, and at least I hope he's doing it with his. I keep on telling him that. So he invests in it, and I tell him what to do. It's so funny. But that's what you need to do, and that will really help tremendously.
Okay, and Ken... I had the zircon in my projector. That's all okay with me now, right? I mean,
the zircon's okay. When you can get to afford a diamond.
Oh, okay.
I would do that. I've got two friends of mine that had zircons, and they put diamonds in there, and it was like night and day.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. You don't have to send it back to Paradigm. Go to a jeweler. Go to a wholesale jeweler.
Sure.
And buy yourself a diamond. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you want to send it to Fred, fine. But what I would do is go to a jeweler, find something, and you know what you could do? You could find something that they take in that's inexpensive, and I'll tell you what to do. You go and you find estate jewelry, and they have these diamonds from estate jewelry, and they get them cleaned and they're processed and everything else. And diamonds don't take on the energy of anybody. They have their own ways of clearing. And what I can do for you in you can just buy one, a half a carat, a quarter carat. In other words, if it's 5 millimeters, you get something 5 millimeters put into your receptor. And you'll find that will give it a kick, a real kick.
So you could exchange just one of them even?
Yes.
Just put one. Now, does the clarity really matter then?
No, it does not matter.
Oh, wow.
It can be flawed from here to tomorrow.
Oh, because if they're a lot less expensive if they're not clear.
Right. You don't worry about the flaws.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you a funny story. I have a diamond that's almost flawless. And the reason I had that, I got that from my wife, and who I'm not any longer married to, I'm sorry to say. But what I did was I put that diamond in there, and about 6 months ago, it blew. Diamond's the toughest thing on the planet.
Right.
And the inside of the diamond on the upper right-hand side blew.
I don't know
why I can do that. I don't think I've never heard anybody blowing a diamond before.
You mean it just broke apart?
It just blew apart inside, just a little smidge.
Yeah.
But it did. But other than that, diamonds are pretty tough.
Right.
And the chakras, I'm going to tell you something though, so you'll know. Chakras are diamonds. They look like diamonds.
Oh.
They take in all colors. They take in every color, all the spectrum of light, everything. The clearer you become, the more you'll be able to see diamonds in your chakras.
Huh.
They're very, very clear. They're just absolutely beautiful, and they just shine all colors. So that is limitless.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So does shape have anything to do with it?
Excuse me?
Shape.
Faith?
When you say diamonds in the chakras, is that the shape of the chakras? Or?
I see them as round. I see them as diamonds. I think it comes with different levels of energy when you can start seeing things a little clearer.
Okay.
And when in the beginning I just saw them as pure white light, and then I would bathe inside of them, and I know I went through my heart chakra for 8 years. I went through the other side, went out in the universe for 8 years. But I didn't like when I came back. I wanted to stay out there, but I need to come back. They look like diamonds. They really look like diamonds now.
Interesting.
So I think the diamond that I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be clear. It doesn't, as long as it's a diamond. And, you know, they don't have to be that expensive.
It
makes such a difference. I mean, the energy.
But even
if I
just change one at a time.
Pardon?
Just change one at a time, even.
What do you have? Do you have a receptor we're talking about?
We're talking about the projector.
Oh, the projector.
But, I mean, I also have the zircon in my receptor.
That's what I'm talking about. Taking the zircon out of the receptor and buying a diamond.
Oh, okay.
Is
that wise to do for the projector as well?
You want to give yourself some time with the projector.
Okay.
The projector is, that's a tall order. I would give yourself some time with what you have and learn how to use the projector before you put diamonds in there, because what happens with the diamonds is that they start firing, and they go from right to left and left to right. In other words, they fire in sequence.
Yeah.
And that energy goes through your body, and it becomes really, really powerful.
Okay.
I would stick with the zircons for a little while.
Okay. Sounds safe.
But the nuclear receptor, you're ready.
Okay.
You're ready for a diamond.
Okay,
and you'll see a big difference.
I will do that.
Like night and day.
Okay.
I don't tell that to everybody because I just had another friend who changed into a diamond, and she had to take her receptor off. I had to call her and say, please take that off for a couple of days because it was the energy was so strong she didn't even know where she was.
Wow.
So she needed to take that off and, you know, just let it sit for a couple of days, and then she'll put it back on. She'll be fine. So, but the zircon, it's time to change to a real diamond now for you.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
And one last thing. You see
yes,
anything
sir.
Blocked up in my feet?
Excuse me?
I'm having foot problems lately. Is there anything that you see with
yes,
my feet?
Yes, it's already being done, honey. You should be able... Can you see energy clearly or no?
I feel it more.
Okay. You should feel in the... Actually, not in the center of your foot, but in the bottom part, but up towards three-quarters of the way up the foot, you should feel energy going through both your feet now.
Catching
can you
the
feel
the soles
that?
Of my feet, and I really felt it strongly. As soon as you said that, I felt it in my solar plexus.
Yes.
In my feet.
What we're doing, again, as I mentioned to other people, is that we're opening up the chakras in your feet and taking that to the center of the earth. And what that'll do is clear you out totally.
Okay?
So what we're doing is taking you maybe 4 or 5 years in advance of,
okay.
of where you're at now. That'll clear you
yeah.
and make you a lot clearer very, very quickly.
Yeah, the bottoms of my feet are just vibrating.
I bet they are.
That's nice.
Yeah. So the problems with your feet. Let's see. Okay. Put your hand in front of you in the heavenly light.
Okay.
Put down the phone and walk into the heavenly light. Actually, no, you better not walk in with a phone. Last time somebody did that, their phone went dead.
Oh, okay.
Just leave the phone behind.
Okay.
And stand in the heavenly light for about 30 seconds and come out and tell me what you feel like.
Okay. Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels very good.
I
quite often feel the energy gets, it's my head is where I feel it so strong all the time. And
yes.
In fact, one of the people you were working with, my head felt like, oh, it was the inner smile connection.
Yes.
My head felt like it was exploding. And
yes.
I can't always feel it all the rest of my body. But when I walked into that light, I felt like an egg, you know, like
yes.
the whole, I could feel the whole of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Right. What you want to do is let everything go and be gentle with yourself. Very, very important. Would you like to give you a saying that I received from heaven?
Sure.
Would that help you?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have pencil paper?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound.
Okay.
It is a balance. A flower.
Okay.
A key to my soul.
Okay.
Of never-ending love.
Okay.
To myself.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. You want to repeat that again, please?
The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower. I see through my soul?
A key to my soul.
A key to my soul. A key to my soul of never-ending love to myself.
Right.
Very nice.
Right. The next one.
Okay.
If you seek me,
okay.
you will find me.
Okay.
In the innermost part.
Okay.
Of your beingness.
Okay.
It is white to the soul.
It is light.
White.
Right.
White, as in white, white light.
Oh, it's white to the soul. Okay.
It is white to the soul. It is wisdom of the ages.
Okay.
If you seek me. You will find me.
Very nice.
In the innermost part of your beingness. The last one I'll give you. I'm coming out with a book with this, by the way. Be not afraid.
Okay.
who you are.
Okay.
For who you are.
Okay.
Is what I am.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And I'm just suggesting this is to become more of you. Allow yourself to express who you are. And don't be afraid, honey. You've got so much loving energy in you, you have no idea.
I've really been trying to work on that very thing.
I know. That's why I'm telling you. I just want, if you don't mind me saying,
no.
Allow yourself to feel that heavenly light. Walk in there. It'll be there for 24 hours for you. And just meditate in there and ask God, you know, and the big word to ask is please. Everybody just ask for things. But the big word is please help me.
Okay.
No, please help me in this direction. Show me the direction you want me to go in. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Whatever it is you want, that's what you can do.
Okay, that'll be very helpful.
Okay?
Yes.
And just be gentle, honey. Just allow yourself to be gentle. Yes. I can't repeat that enough.
Well, I feel wonderful.
Good.
I appreciate that very, very much, Steve.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
So, okay, well, I must go and get a diamond. No, I have to go. I have to go shopping.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
Bye. So anyhow, this is wonderful. I'm glad that we talked about getting people on the air a little earlier this evening, because then we can do a lot of healing. We can do a lot of wonderful things. I've got about, let me see, we've got about 5 more minutes, maybe 3 more minutes. And if anybody needs some more help, I'm more than happy to help for the next 3 minutes. If not, we can discuss about love and the different degrees of love. And there are many, many different degrees. And what we're doing tonight is that we're putting people in nirvana. And it's a very high level of love. It's where we want to be. It's where most people are trying to live their lives in nirvana. It's a state of beingness. It's a state of wellness, of high energy. And your voices will change. Love changes. Everything changes for a higher level. And if anybody is listening out there, please, that energy is standing right in front of you. It's God's energy. Please just walk into it and enjoy it. It will be with you for 24 hours. If there's 14 million people listening and there's 14 million people that are out there, that energy is right in front of you. This has nothing to do with me. This is all heaven. This is, I might be the whatever, but it's coming from God. So, just allow that energy to pass through you and just enjoy it. It's who you are. It's your promise. It's what God is. It's just absolute love and absolute loveliness and compassion and harmony. It's so important to do. So please enjoy that kind of energy, and please enjoy coming back and listening to me next week. I'm more than happy to help you. I've got one more minute to go here. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. And stay in touch with our Father in heaven. He's absolutely wonderful. So on that note, I'm going to take off. And good night. And I love you all. And hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.